Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi and today we are exploring bronchoscopy, a vital diagnostic and therapeutic tool in respiratory medicine. This minimally invasive procedure allows doctors to directly visualize the airways, collect samples, and even perform treatments, making it an essential part of modern pulmonary care. Joining us today is Dr. Gopi Krishna, Senior Consultant Interventional Pulmonologist at Yashoda Hospitals, a quaternary care facility renowned for its advanced respiratory and interventional pulmonary services. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Gopi, sir, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
So Dr. Gopi Krishna, could you start by explaining what bronchoscopy is and why it is such an important procedure in pulmonology?
Bronchoscopy is like any endoscopy. Everyone knows, like, you know, for the GI, for the esophagus or the stomach-related endoscopy, how they do, we try to use the same, you know, small tube-like equipment with a camera attached to it. We go from the nose or by mouth and enter into the lungs and we try to check what is happening inside. Why this particular person is having a disease which is not able to, you know, we are not able to diagnose or identify. Then we use this tool. It's a diagnostic tool where we try to go and check inside what is abnormal. Sometimes we try to see and identify. In some conditions, we try to, you know, collect some samples from the lungs.
So what are some common conditions that might lead a doctor to recommend a bronchoscopy?
We advise bronchoscopy to be done in patients who have pneumonias, who have taken treatment for pneumonia for more than a week or 2 weeks, still they are not responding. Then we try to go in to that particular part where the lung is affected and we try to collect the phlegm, or we try to wash that part of the lung to get that phlegm and send it for investigation. This is one. Second, when we see some abnormal spots or nodules and we are not able to identify in routine radiological investigation that whether this is a cancer or whether this is a benign nodule or it can be some non-specific infections too. In that condition also, we use bronchoscopy as a tool. We go and sample those, you know, nodules and then try to diagnose them.
I'm sure that, you know, many patients, they feel anxious about this bronchoscopic procedure done. So could you walk us through what actually happens during this procedure and how safe is it?
Bronchoscopy is done from a pediatric age group to a geriatric age group. So, as per the requirement of the patient, we try to give anesthesia. The commonest way how we do in adults is we give a local anesthesia from the nose to the throat and then into the lungs. And then we simply perform this procedure. It's hardly 5 to 10 minutes procedure and very easily. And most of the patients cooperate and very easily it can be done. But in pediatric patients and people, aged patients with cardiac complications or people who have, you know, drugs where we can't, you know, put them or do a local anesthesia, then we give them general anesthesia and then do this procedure. Under anesthesia, it is very easy to perform for the person who is doing the bronchoscopy and very quickly we can do this procedure. Regarding the safety, absolutely safe procedure with very minimal complications if it is done by an expert hand.
So with the advancements in technology like navigational bronchoscopy and endobronchial ultrasound, how has the accuracy and the scope of the procedure improved?
So with these advancements, it has made our lives very easy, being a pulmonologist. With these tools, we are able to, you know, pick tiniest lesions and, you know, the difficult spaces where a radiologist cannot go in and sample. So with our tools, we are able to go to that nook and corner of the lungs and trying to get the samples and where we are 95 to 99% accurate in getting the diagnosis. And that too very fast and also very safely.
And finally, what message would you give to our patients who might need this procedure but are hesitant or fearful?
Yeah, I say first prepare your mind that if you need a procedure, yes, it has to be done. Second, yeah, you're anxious, you're worrisome, then you can happily walk in and discuss with your doctor that I am a little bit anxious, so help me out. So they will try to give you a sedation or some anesthesia and then do the procedure where you will not even know that the procedure is being done and you are out of the hospital in the next couple of hours.
So thank you, doctor, for sharing your expertise on bronchoscopy and highlighting how this procedure plays a crucial role in diagnosing and treating complex lung conditions. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow, share, and stay connected for more expert-led conversations. Until next time, take care of your lungs, breathe easy, and stay informed. This is Yashoda Health Podcast, your guide to better health and well-being. Thank you.
Thank you.